Well, good morning, everyone. It's a tremendous blessing to be here once more with all of the brothers and sisters that we cherish very much. Brother Moses asked me about 2 weeks ago to share this morning, and I've been pondering on what God would have me to share, and I wasn't quite certain what it was going to be until the other evening. We had the CAM presentation here, and we had a poster up there about the lighthouse. If any of you remember the picture of the lighthouse, got a very beautiful painting, or a picture of how it was generated. It was a picture of a very stormy, rocky sea. And it was pitch dark, but in the midst of all this darkness, there was the lighthouse is sitting there anchored. It was very solid and anchored, and the light was gleaming out into the darkness. You couldn't even see the shoreline. But as we go through our life, sometimes we have storms in our life. I know I do. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but we hit things in our life that we're not looking for, we're not anticipating, and not quite sure how we're going to get through to the other side. But if we keep a single eye on Jesus, I'd like to make a few points here this morning, maybe, and make an analogy that lighthouse that we see that's Jesus, and He's the light of the world. Let's keep a single eye on Jesus. This world is a very, very wicked place today, and there's many things that Satan is not running short on time, and he's trying to destroy all of us. But we have a hope in Jesus if we keep an eye on Him and keep leaning, keep an eye on Him, and don't lose focus. There are many stories throughout the time, the ages of lighthouses from sailors that were out on the sea, which dangerous, really, really powerful storms and real deep, deep, heavy fogs. And then they were raging storms and rocky seas. But there are many stories of how these sailors, they were afraid for their lives. Then they finally knew they were coming close to shore somewhere. But they finally see that glimmer of light. They were elated. They knew they were safe. There's a total darkness and deep fog, whatever it may be in that given moment. But when they could see that glimmer of light, they had hope. They were going to be safe. Just follow that light, and it'll guide you to where you need to be, guide you home. One of the verses I got here is John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 1:5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. A lighthouse is most valuable during the darkest night when storms rage and visibility disappears. Sailors, they search desperately for the beam of light cutting through the darkness. As I said earlier, then they know they can trust that. Sometimes we get in our storms of life and we just flounder around. I find that with my own life. We flounder around for a time trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? How am I going to fix this? How am I going to get around this? Well, what am I going to do? And Jesus is waiting by the side at all the times. Like, just come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you a rest. He wants to help us when we are in them storms. He wants to help us, but so many times I find myself using him. I wait till the last resort when I just absolutely can't fix it myself, and then I find myself turning to him. But we shouldn't do that. We should turn to him immediately, and things would resolve itself a lot sooner and a lot quicker. We are living, like I said, in a wicked world here. In Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. A lighthouse can also be look at it as a warning. The lighthouse, when the light's flicking out into the darkness, It's warning people that there's rocks hidden right underneath the surface of the sea, and there's all kinds of dangers. But when they recognize that, see that light, then all these things come to heart. And like a ship coming into shore, if they don't do everything just exactly right, that light, if they don't follow the directions exactly the way they're supposed to, they can hit one of the big rocks right underneath the surface and destroy the ship in a very short moment. So when life becomes dark, we're not sure of where we're starting to lose our sense of direction. We need to look towards Jesus. Stay close to His Word. Keep praying. And trust His light, even though you can't see the shore. Sometimes, like I said in that picture, you can see the light in that drawing that I seen, but you couldn't see the shore. But you knew where that light was. You know, all you see is water rolling all directions. But you knew the shore was right there. Right, the light was on the shore. You just have to trust in that. And I know so my thoughts are sort of scattered this morning. I'm sorry. The lighthouse keeper who warns ships is not cruel. He is merciful, and that's Jesus. He warns us because He loves us. He warns us about the things that the devil. The devil's out here telling people, go your own way. Live for pleasure. You're only going to live once, and just go out and have a good time, have fun. Just ignore God. And you can always make things right someday. You have plenty of time. But the lighthouse is a warning to us that that's not true. The world cannot guide us home. We have to trust in the light. Money can't save us. And we can have all kinds of philosophies, and that's not going to save us. Good works can't save us. And religion alone can't save us, but the light of Jesus, if we follow Jesus, he can save us, and He wants to save every one of us. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The lighthouse, as a beam reaches out across the water and shines out into the darkness, Christ's mercy reaches way further than the light, even. No person is too far gone that Jesus can't reach him, reach out and save us. And He wants to save all of us. Here's another verse, Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And I often think about that. I had heard a message once. I often like to think of this message about a city on a hill. This man made an analogy of a story. There's many, many Thomas Kincaid paintings out there. He has these little, real strong stone houses, and he has a painting. The house is sometimes it's on like right at the edge of a real rocky, steep cliff, and the storms are raging there again. But in this house, there'll be a beautiful light shining out of the window, and there'll be smoke coming out of the chimney. And that all indicates that there's a place for refuge right there. It may be a church, it may be a home. But he laid out that the light shining out of the window indicates that somebody's home, that there's somebody home, there's somebody there. Then the smoke coming out of the chimney is an indication that there's life in there. There's something hot, warm, is exciting. There's life in there. That's a place to go for refuge. And we want to. Jesus is our light of the world, and that's where we need to go to find the very thing that we just described. You know, there's life in Jesus, and there's warmth, and everything that we need is right there with Jesus. So let's follow that light. We cannot produce the light ourselves. The moon has no light of its own; it reflects the sun. And when we have the light of Jesus upon us, it's merely a reflection. We cannot make a light ourselves, but when love of Jesus is within us, we will reflect the light of Jesus off of ourselves. And we want to try to be careful as we go through our life. There are many people watching us as we're making choices and fumbling through life, making all of as us as humans do, making mistakes and falling into Satan's snares. And there's people are watching us. Many, many people are watching us. We don't even have no idea that this is happening. How we handle things, how we respond. And there are one of the quotes I heard once is it says, have your light shining brightly at all times, wherever you may be, because you never know who you may be leading out of the darkness. And it sort of struck me that people do watch us. And then at the first, I know we profess to be a certain thing, and we profess to be a Christian, a vibrant Christian. And then they see something in our life one day that just sort of doesn't connect with that. It's an opposite of that. They see us doing something that doesn't line up. They will very, very quickly, we will lose our witness with those people, and they will, you're just a fraud, you're a fake, and you're just a hypocrite like all the rest. We don't want to do that. There's so many people going their own way. Another thought I have a lot of times is, it's amazing, sort of a sad note. There are many, many people that we know that are enlightened, have been shown the truth, they've been received a new heart, and they have the joy of the Lord within them, very much so. But there are so many people that are not, that won't, I'm not talking about anything here, I'm just talking about people that I know out and around that are not very quick to go across the road, you know, to tell somebody about Jesus. You know, they're very vibrant in their life, and they're walking in life, but they won't do too much to help other people. I think that's sort of a sad note. If you have been given the life and you know the truth, I think it's our obligation as a Christian that we should spread the gospel wherever there's an opportunity. Look for opportunities. Pray for opportunities. Because we are a very small number of people compared to the people in the world that don't know Jesus. And I just encourage us to, if there's anybody here that can, I mean, we need to pray for the opportunity. We can't share where there's no opportunities, but there are many, many opportunities around. And then just pray for that we don't miss them. God, show us when that opportunity presents itself, Lord, how do you want me to share this? Or how do you want me to approach this? And to be completely under God's will at all times, in order to be really effective, I think that's the way it works best. And then in the moments come, all we can do is plant the seed of encouragement that they would seek God and seek a better way. And God gives the increase. But we have to, as we heard the other night, it was really beautiful how they laid out. We plant seeds in one season and reap the harvest in another season. You know, we don't know how far apart the seasons will be, and maybe in another lifetime, but there will be a harvest, but that'll be another season. But we have to plant the seeds in order to have a harvest. And another verse here, Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The world needs, as I was saying, the world needs faithful people, faithful lights. We need Christians that still love truth. We need Christians that still are willing to pray. We need Christians who still love to sing hymns wholeheartedly. And we need Christians who are willing to forgive one another, not hang on to bitterness, and Christians who still stand for Jesus. And I have a thought this morning. My journey coming to the Lord, there were three men, ministers, that really helped me tremendously in my way, in my striving to come to the truth. And all three of the ministers have been taken out by the devil. They're being overcomers. But all three of the ministers, the devil attacked all three of them, and they're all been taken down. I'm not sure what I thought of that this morning, or what bearing that has. But the devil is real. But Jesus is also very real, and he can save us, and he can help us through them times. And a lighthouse shines, a lighthouse will shine out, it will continue shining, whether there's one ship following its beam or 1,000 ships, the light will still beam. And like Jesus is shining his light for us, come unto me, come all of you. It's not his heart that any of us should perish. But if you just think about the number of people that are trying to follow that light, and the throngs and throngs and throngs of people that are just absolutely going the opposite direction. There's no worry, no care in the world. That's a sad thing today. So I'm not trying to have a gloomy message this morning. It's not my heart. I just have some burdens in my... But Jesus is real, and he loves us all, and he wants us all. He has a place in heaven for each and every one of us. And he promises if he runs out of room, he'll make more room. I have a couple more verses here. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And many people today, there's another thought I was pondering on. Many people are drifting away from God today. They're drifting away from prayer life. They're drifting, and not, and I find myself guilty of my own self. I'm not sure what happens, but it's something that I don't want to scatter this around too much, but there's something that I became aware of here just very recently. I had never heard of it. You read in Psalms 91:5-6, thou shalt not be afraid for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. There, it talks about the destruction that walketh at noonday. Many believers survive the storms at midnight, and we when the times are really, really challenging, we have a way of surviving. But during the heat of the noonday, somehow in midlife, we have a tendency to let our guard down a little bit. And then there's a demonic attack. It's actually called, you can look it up and find it yourself. I've never heard of it. They call it the noonday devil. I don't know if you ever heard of that term. It's something that will attack people in midlife when they start to get a little bit lax. And he sets them up for huge temptations, and he has a huge success rate of getting them. When he sets a huge temptation in front of them, when they're weak, and they fall. But what I was thinking here, many people are drifting away from church. And a drifting ship out in the ocean, if it's just drifting, and they may not notice danger until all of a sudden they hit a rock or something and they crash. But I wanted to make us aware of this. When we start a Christian walk, early in life, you know, we're vibrant for the Lord. We love to pray, but as we get a little further into our Christian walk, let's not let our guard down. Let's keep everything vibrant, the prayer life, and everything about our Christian walk, the witnessing and sharing our testimony. Let's keep it all up to date, keep it current, so that we don't have to worry about these attacks. You know, he that is within us is more powerful than he that is without. But there is hope for us all, and we can all, if we all do what God asks us to do, and we will have a very glorious time in heaven for all eternity. Two more verses here. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the world. Walk as children of light. I just have one last thing I want to talk about just a little bit here. I want to talk about people drifting away from church. It's sort of, The church, God talks about the church a lot through Scripture. The church is actually like a united group of believers that are, you know, in fellowship with one another. And there's so many people, and they get hurt. Something happens, and the unforgiveness comes into play, and then it turns into bitterness. And that, if you let that, it will destroy a person's life, and it is a very wicked, dangerous thing. The root of bitterness. Let's be very careful with that. Let's nip it in. Let's be quick to forgive and not hang on to grudges, and just love unconditionally for one. Let's have unconditional love for one another, and let's help each other along this way. You know, we face a lot of trying times, but there's strength in numbers. There are strength in numbers, and we need to just be willing to lean on each other and the brothers. And as I said, if we have true love for one another, we can make it through anything that the devil throws at us. You know, we can endure to the end. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more. I'm sorry, my thoughts are sort of scattered this morning. I had a lot on my heart, but we'll endure to the end. We'll make it through to the other side, and have a glorious, glorious eternity in heaven. I just pray that for all of us. God bless you all.